Report: Chicago sex offender on bail for alleged groping is accused of molesting another woman. By Amy Furr on October 28, 2022. A man in Democrat-controlled Chicago with a long history of sexual misconduct is accused of grabbing and groping an 18-year-old woman on the Loyola University campus Wednesday. David Buckner was previously charged with four felonies after targeting four women in 2017 but was later found not guilty by reason of insanity in order to register as a sex offender, CWV Chicago reported Friday. The outlet continued. In June, a prosecutor in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office refused to file felony charges against Buckner after two women accused him of licking, kissing, squeezing, and groping them on the Magnificent Mile. With felony charges denied, Chicago police had to charge Buckner with misdemeanor battery. He was released from jail a few days later to await trial. On October 9, while he was still on bail for the June allegations, two more women accused Buckner of touching them inappropriately at the Roosevelt CTA station. He walked out of the local Chicago police station a few hours later on his own recognizance, charged only with misdemeanor battery again. Records that would show if prosecutors rejected felony charges for the new allegations have not been posted in public records. Most recently, as he was still on bail, the suspect was accused of assaulting the young woman on the Loyola campus by grabbing her body and buttocks, according to prosecutor Jeff Allen. Buckner was charged with a misdemeanor in the case. Meanwhile, Allen also noted that allegations filed against him by the women in the October incidents were not in the clerk of court's case management system. The allegations did not have a case number, so he was unable to file a violation of bail bond against the suspect. Buckner reportedly lives with his wife and children, served in the Marines, and takes medication for mental health issues. Judge Kelly McCarthy ordered Buckner to pay a $5,000 deposit toward bail to be released on electronic monitoring in the Loyola case. She set a temporary bail amount of $3,000 in the June case until Buckner sees the judge overseeing that matter on Monday, the CWV Chicago article said. In July 2017, Buckner reportedly admitted to probably molesting 75 women on the CTA over a two-month period. Meanwhile, citizens in Chicago and across the state of Illinois are worried about Governor J.B. Pritzker's D. Safety Act's upcoming implementation in January, according to Breitbart News. The legislation is set to eliminate cash bail for most crimes, which may result in many criminals who have allegedly committed major crimes being released onto the streets. As Breitbart News reported, critics say that police stations and jails will become revolving doors for alleged criminals come the new year, the outlet said. The majority of American voters lay blame at the feet of woke politicians for the crime wave plaguing citizens in President Joe Biden's D. America, according to a recent poll. The latest Harvard/Harris poll shows that 64% of voters say woke politicians are responsible for an increase in crime across American communities, while only 36% blame other factors, Breitbart News reported October 20. In addition, soaring crime was among the top three issues on voters' minds as they looked toward the midterm elections, an August Rasmussen Reports poll found.